have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Good morning. It's Tuesday again. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Amazing biblical question this week. I have it. My producer gave it to me yesterday on the air, and it's a doozy. It really is a doozy question. Can you ever really know another person? Can you ever really know another person? Very interesting question. A Mamma Mia question. A Hola, Senor Galatians question. Can you ever really know another person? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. If you're out and about and you just don't have time, you know, you can't sit and watch it. You got to go to the gym. You got to go run, walk. You got to make breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Or you're about to travel or whatever. Or you're breaking into the University of New York, Columbia University. You're breaking into the building right now. Or you're taking down the American flag and putting up our enemy's flag. You could be listening to the show by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. Amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Buy Me a Coffee. Buy Me a Coffee. Oh, what did I say? BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. Thank you, guys. Amazing. So, you said JLP, but it's JLPTalk. I got it. I'm black and slow, so what the? So, it's Tuesday. Already. And for the new listener, the reason I like country music so much and we dedicate Tuesday to country western is that I grew up in Alabama on a plantation. And at one time, they finally ran some electric wire down through our plantation where we could get radio and stuff. Where we can get radio, and at the time, we could still only get country and western music. And we grew up to like country and western music, at least I did. And then eventually, things improved a little bit more, and we were able to get all the music, even the black music. But it was amazing. So it's just like giving back to the country. And so every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday. And I know a lot of you like it because I hear from you about it. So right on. And those that don't like it, I understand. Before I get to your calls, I want to discuss something that I saw on 60 Minutes this past Sunday. And again, I don't normally watch 60 Minutes because I can't tell if they tell the truth or not. And I remember 60 Minutes used to be the thing for Sunday afternoons. But now I turn it on to see what the stories, because they present the three stories, sometimes two or three stories they're going to talk about. And this Sunday, one of the stories that they were talking about was something called post-traumatic stress disorder. And so I thought, well, that sounds interesting. Let me watch that and see what that's about. And some of you have heard of post-traumatic stress disorder, right? Let me just tell you in advance, no such thing. No such thing as PTSD. No such thing as post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a cover-up, another word that's being used by the intellectuals because the intellectuals have no common sense. It's another word that's being used to cover up evil. And by covering it up and giving it a fake name like racism and all that crap, human beings never get better, those who believe in that. They never get better. You get medicated. You don't get better. You get medicated after lying to you. And so my producer put all this together for me, and it really laid out what they call post-traumatic stress disorder. This is from the Mayo Clinic, the definition of it, I guess. Post-traumatic stress disorder, better known as PTSD, is a mental health condition that's triggered by a terrifying event. Symptoms may include flashbacks, nightmares, and severe anxiety, as well as uncontrollable thoughts about the events. Now, those things do happen when you overreact as a little kid to your mother, and this relates to every human being on earth. It doesn't matter color, male or female, where you live or don't live, who you blame or don't blame. Every kid overreact to mama, and the moment they overreact, they enter into hell. They stop identifying with present, with the truth, and they go right into hell, which is the imagination, and they identify with hell. And for the rest of their lives, until some men and women catch on that, hey, something's wrong here, and they stop overreacting. They stop overreacting. And the moment they stop overreacting, the devil, evil spirits, the possession of the mind and emotion will be taken away from you. And you'll be free. You'll be free. And they said the condition is triggered by a terrifying event. That's true. But the terrifying event is the anger and emotions of the mother. She's already been traumatized in childhood. She stayed with it, and she traumatized the children. But it's the terrifying event. It's the overbearing, the evil of the mother. And it's not her, but it's the spirit of evil that made a home in her. And she traumatized the innocence of the children. And so it is a terrifying event because it takes you from reality and puts you into your imagination, which is an illusion, not even real. And it said the symptoms include flashback, nightmare, and severe anxiety. 100% true. But you are overreacting to evil, and it's just you're giving yourself over to evil even more so. Flashback, the devil reminds you of the past, which doesn't exist, is an illusion. But when you fall for the thought about the past and the emotion that comes with it, you believe that the past does exist, so you overreact again. You think it's still happening, and so you overreact again. But it's not still happening. There is nothing to look back to. But you have memories that are not your own and that come from evil, and you think they're your own, and you consistently overreact because you're having a flashback instead of realizing those are not my thoughts. That's not me remembering that. When that happened then. That's not happening now. Because you're not working on yourself. You're angry. And from that become nightmares, anxiety, and all that is still overreacting to evil. It's not even you. As well as uncontrollable thoughts about the event. Absolutely. Because you think your thoughts are yours, and they are not. I'm telling you the truth. They're not your thoughts. And that's why people are constantly running from them. They're trying to find something to do. I'll get another degree and another degree and another degree. I have a family. I start a family. I'll get this job or that job and make this amount of money or that amount of money. I'll get a 3-bedroom house instead of a 2-bedroom house. You're running away from the thoughts because about the events because you think that they're your own. And then those who, and there are some around the world now who are saying, you know what, let me be still. Let me do the silent prayer and see what's going on here. And then they are overwhelmed by those thoughts because they can now see the thoughts that they've been running away from, and the beginning is now happening. You're overcoming. The thoughts are not your own. You're not your thoughts, and your thoughts are not you. And they're not from God. And stop running away from them and run toward them and go through them. It was like I was told about the buffaloes. When the buffaloes see a windstorm coming, they run toward it, run right through it. That's what you got to do with the thoughts. And stop running away from them. Don't run the other direction. Run toward the storm. And tell the storm to be still. And it will. As Christ said on the cross, it is finished. It is done. Everything is done. You can lay your weapon down. In reality, except for self-defense, is somebody going to try to hurt you physically, there is never a reason to fight. Lay your weapons down and turn the ships around. There is never a reason to fight. The fight is over. Isn't that something? It is done. It is finished. There's never a reason to fight with yourself, no thoughts, or with other people and what they think and their thoughts. The devil needs you to fight because that is a distraction. It's another reaction, an overreaction that's keeping you away from reality. It is done. It is finished. Evil has been defeated. It has no more power. And you've been bought and paid for, and it's okay to come back home to the Father. You got to come back to the Father. And so as the story goes, according to CBS, 2 million Americans served in Afghanistan and Iraq. And that's why I really wanted to focus on this. I want to really say to the men who have fought in wars, Afghanistan, Iraq, and whatever else war you fought in, and you came back home and they said you were traumatized, and so now you have PTSD. You were already traumatized before you went to war. You were traumatized by your mother, so you were already reacting, overreacting to situations. Inside of yourself, the imagination, feeling, and outside, overreacting to what others tried to do to you. So when you went to war, it was just a continuation of what you were already doing, and you didn't know it. Because if you had been told as a kid, don't overreact, don't get angry, you would have gone to war, and you would have defeated the enemy at the war, and you would not have been traumatized at all because you understood. You've been able to see what was going on. So I want to say to the military men, drop your anger. You don't have to live a life of so-called post-traumatic stress disorder. You could be free, but you got to drop the anger, beginning with mama first. CBS is reporting 2 million Americans served in Afghanistan and Iraq. At least 600,000 have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. That happened before you went into the military. And just like in civilian life, you were overreacting to situations. You overreact to another real bad situation, I guess, in the military because you're seeing people's legs get cut off and killed right in front of you, and you got to kill somebody. So you're just overreacting. It's a continuation of what you already were. Has someone told you beforehand, hey, don't be mad at mama. Mama can't help it. Or your dad is protecting you from mama, you'll be just fine. You'll be conscious. You'll be present, and you will know it is done. It is finished. So to the military men, don't accept post-traumatic stress. Know that you have overreacted and you're in the darkness of your imagination and you believe in lies. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Thoughts and emotions are lies. That's why the devil pushed them. That's why the devil pushed emotions. Why do you think the devil used women to push emotions like Nanny going north? You don't cater to my emotions. You don't care how I feel. You don't love me because you don't listen. What the? And they give it fancy names like post-traumatic stress disorder or racism or anti-Semitism or white supremacism, some type of isms, because it cover up evil. And then you identify with the fancy name, but you don't want to identify with evil. If they call it evil, you stop identifying with it. But if they give it a fancy name, like PDS, that doesn't sound beautiful. That doesn't just sound like something you're stuck with, and you don't mind being stuck with, even though it's not comfortable, even though it has fear. And they give you medication. They say, oh, now you feel better, but you don't. You're just high. But you're not feeling any better. Because now you've been denting down. You can't even face reality. So to the men of the military, don't believe it. Drop your anger. I promise you, you'll be fine. But you got to forgive your mama like every human being. It doesn't matter rich or poor, black or white, male or female. All must return to the Father if you want to be free. And what it means to return to the Father, you got to forgive your mothers from turning you away from the Father. Eve turned Adam away from the Father. And that is happening to every child that is born through the woman today. Because the evil of Eve, which is now passed through all women, hate the love of God and hate the image, hate men. So to the men and women of went to the men who are in the military. I forgot women go to the military. What are the women doing in there? What the? Forgive your mothers. Men and women, forgive your mothers. Post-traumatic stress disorder is fake. The name is fake, but the spirit behind it is. It's happening, but it has no power. But you think it does. All right? Drop it and give it a try. Prove me wrong. And if you can always, I guess you can, once you wake up, you can't go back. But you wake up, you can't go back. I started saying you can go back to your hell. But once you overcome hell, there's nothing to go back to. So to move on with the story that I saw in 60 Minutes, this is from CBS. So I want you to tell all your post-traumatic stress disorder friends, it's fake. It's not real. It's evil. You're possessed in the imagination, dark spirits. And the light of God will destroy the darkness. It will destroy it. And it started with mama. It didn't start with the military, all right? This is from CBS. Marine veteran Chuck Rothenberry's trauma from war impacted his family. The couple's oldest, Christopher, tried to help his dad and shield his sisters. As his responsibility grew, so too did the stress. And he says he attempted suicide when he was 12. Watch this from 60 Minutes.
About 600,000 Americans came home diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. And what we discovered is that children very often suffer from the same symptoms.
I was just worried about a lot of different things. And it kind of evolved into kind of like a helplessness.
It's taken a long time to hear what I've caused with my family. You know, being in a fog of symptoms, it's not like a cold where you know you're sick. You can take your temperature. But because the way it happens inside your mind, I think everyone or a lot of folks feel, I'm not crazy, you're crazy. And it takes a while to fight through and recover before you even have a concept of how bad it was.
Not true. He didn't do that to the family. Before he went to the military, he was already screwed up by his mother. And while he was in the military, his wife screwed up his children. He didn't have anything to do with that. It was already done. And the wife sitting there looking like Satan, pretending she's innocent. She's not. She's not innocent. That was done before that man got home. And yes, it was done to him when he was a kid by his mother. He went over to the military, overreacted to the situations over there. But when he came back home, Christopher was already screwed up because his mother didn't know how to deal with it. She doesn't have love. She doesn't have patience. She doesn't have. And she's sitting there looking so innocent. The devil's done the damage. And now the devil's sitting there looking like, yeah, nothing to do with it. It happened in the military. No, it didn't. It was just an addition to what had already happened in the military. It's like when you are born into a family, you're screwed up in the family. Now you go out and you start meeting other people. They meet you. You were already screwed up. They didn't do that to you. And the son is overreacting because he has the mother's spirit. And speaking about her son, Liz Rothenberry said, he was becoming almost like my husband. He was becoming almost like my husband. Every mother made the son her husband. Even if she got a husband in the house, she'll make the son her husband. and she'll run the husband out of the house and make the son her husband. He was becoming almost like my husband. This is that boy's mama, according to CBS. There were times where he couldn't be able, there was time where he wouldn't be able to go to school because he was so stressed internally from everything happening. And I don't think he knew how to process it and understood it and understand it. He didn't. He didn't know how to deal with the hell that his mother had passed on to him. And she made him her husband. Every mother, except for those who are overcoming, makes sons their husbands. And they blame it on the fathers or somebody else. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. And the intellectuals lied to you. And they put a fancy name on it. And you don't recognize, I'm being controlled by evil here. I think it's me. It sounds like me. It feels like me. But if you can see that it's not you, you can be free. Or you can go the wide road of the intellectuals. People with degrees are evil. They have no common sense. They have no love. They have no idea what they're talking about. And they don't care because they love their intellectual. They love the intellect and they're being intellectual. They love evil and they're helping keeping you in hell. Do what you want with it, but I'm telling you the truth. There is a way out. This is about wives. This is from media. Being the spouse of a PTSD sufferer isn't easy. Veterans with PTSD get divorced twice as much as vets with the PTSD symptom. The wife is lying. She's lying. Watch this from 60 Minutes.
Shannon Foote told us she would be supermom while her husband Denver was away, but she struggled, working, living with her in-laws, raising her son, and watching Denver's tour extended.
I don't think the amount of time that he's been over there is fair.
Like many other wives we've met, she's also getting help for depression.
I wonder how common that is among the other wives.
Everyone I've talked to is really pretty common.
People don't recognize the struggle that the families go through and the amount of support that they need. You know, if you have met a family that has a veteran and you notice that a spouse isn't present, don't be afraid to reach out a little more.
Oh, Lord.
Don't be afraid to.
She's doing this for the thrill.
And understand that PTSD affects the entire family.
Absolutely.
She's doing that for the thrill, the tears and all that. The hell is in her. And the husband had nothing to do with it. She was already that way. Her mama did it to her. Because if these women didn't have anger, and let's say the husband went off to the military, they would still deal with the children and the wife, and their life perfectly. But they're already angry. They're already stressed thanks to their mama and the lack of father to protect them from evil, from their mothers. If there's a way out, that's why I'm telling you this. Drop the anger. All you got to do is drop the anger. Stop calling thoughts yours. Stop calling emotions you. Stop loving the thrill of feeling that, bad or good. They're both evil, right? But drop the thrill. Every human being must be born again of the Father. Otherwise, you're going to live in your hell, and intellectuals are going to give you all these fake ideas of what it is. Drop the anger. And women, drop the anger. Stop loving evil. Stop being the gates of hell for the devil. The gates of hell is through the woman. 888-7753-773. When I come back, I got to finish that story about your phone calls and super chat. This is so amazing to me. Amazing! Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autograph copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. You might need, I recommend one, maybe two, a follow-up. But other than that, you can be free, but a lot of people like to do more than that. It's up to you. But counseling doesn't take all lifetime if you're ready to overcome. It doesn't take a lifetime. So if you want counseling, family, individual counseling by phone, FaceTime, a walk-in, go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make an appointment. And I want to tell you in advance, only because some of you are giving my the schedule a hard time, because you want it and you want it now. My schedule is so booked, but we still try to get you in, and if somebody cancels, we let you know, and so be patient. We get to everyone. 800-411-2663 or RebuildingTheMan.com for counseling. And if you, we got to have a hard copy newsletter coming out real soon now, maybe a week or so. If you'd like to get a free copy of that, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. And put your address in or leave your address, and we'll make sure we mail it out to you. To the veterans, I want y'all to know your post-traumatic stress disorder is not post-traumatic stress disorder. It's overreacting to situations. And you've been doing that since you were a kid because you have anger. And your anger came from your mother. And until you forgive her, it's not going to get better. And you're not to blame for your wife and how they feel. Their situation came from their mother. They were already like that before you met them. So don't let your wife tell you, oh, you stressed me out. You this. You... No, you didn't. They were already screwed up. And so you had two screwed up people trying to make life work, relationships work, and it doesn't. All you do is fight. Because you're trying to get something from each other that you can't get. Drop the anger, forgive your mother, and then whatever happened in the military would disappear as well. I'm not a doctor, but medication will not solve spiritual issues. It's a spiritual battle. So I gave you this thing from Sister Menace, right? And this is about wives. That's why I stopped it, right, Sean? I did wives. This is about crime. This is from research.va.gov. A new VA study finds that veterans with PTSD compared to those without are about 60% more likely to have justice system involvement. Watch this from 60 Minutes.
We reported on veterans living in Texas who had returned from war with PTSD and broken the law. We met Kevin Thomas, a Marine who had served in Iraq. 6 months later, Thomas returned to his family in Houston.
I started drinking heavily, and certain symptoms of PTSD kicked in. I didn't know what was going wrong with me.
He lost his job and his family's trust. He was angry all the time. Eventually, he hit his wife. It was felony assault.
I was angry about unfinished business in Iraq. I wanted to go back in.
When he's a little bit older, what are you going to tell him about your experience?
I'm going to tell him that my experience and my career in the Marines was great. It's the best thing I ever did in my life.
The most important thing for the nation to remember is that these veterans of these wars, their children and their spouses are still living through this. And that is something that none of us should ever forget.
What a loser. That's a loser guy right there. Why do you want to remember hell? And it's not, his anger is not because of unfinished business in Iraq, wherever he was. It's because he has not forgiven his mother. He has not forgiven his father. He has not returned to the father. And when he went over there, he overreacted to the situation over there because he was already overreacting before he went there. The devil wants you to overreact. The devil cannot control a person who does not overreact. God said to be still and overcome. The devil says to overreact and stay in hell. And that stupid reporter is working on behalf of the devil. To the veterans, drop your anger. Forgive your mother. Start where it began. It began through the womb. It began in the home. It did not begin in Iraq. Now, it's up to you. If you want to stay believing that and suffer for the rest of your life, you can, of course. But if you want to be free, I don't care what happened in Iraq, drop the anger, and then the memories will start to clear up and everything because Satan can't use that against you. And he hit his wife. He hit his wife because he couldn't deal with the anger in the wife. That's why. If you drop the anger, you don't have to hit your wife, no matter what hell she has in her. It's amazing. And the wife probably just looking all innocent like she had nothing to do with it. It's not me. I was good. I was good. No, you were not. So that's the story with that. And I want to just say to the veteran, and I counsel with a lot of veterans, so that's another reason I want y'all to know, is that you too, like me and every human being, as Christ said, you must be born again of the Father. Your issue did not start in the military. It did not start when you went to war. It started when you were born through the woman. Forgive your mothers. They could not help themselves. Men and women, they could not help themselves. Forgive the father because you become like what you hate. You're just like your mothers. You have the mentality and the emotion of the woman, which is the emotion of evil. Forgive, and that will be taken away from you, and you'll be free. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Blake is a first-time caller out of Arizona. Blake, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Amazing, Jesse.
Amazing.
Hi, I just discovered you probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, and one of my favorite things you've ever said is when you're ready to wake up, it's just that easy.
Yes.
And, I did the silent prayer twice yesterday, which, I haven't been great about, but I was really happy about that, or, as content as I'm allowed to be. but I just, I've been noticing a lot of dramatic improvements, and, I was really in a fallen state. I thought I was one of the blacks. I saw your interview with Jamie Kennedy, and I thought that was amazing. His character in that movie is called B-Rad, and that's what my parents used to call me growing up.
Amazing. So, check out that interview, folks, on the fallenstate.tv. It aired last Friday with Jamie Kennedy. It was amazing.
It was, sir. And I just want to say thank you so much. You've helped me become a white Christian again. You've made being white not be this demonized thing, and Christianity have some grit to it, have it mean something.
Yes.
Because it's just been watered down to where, we go to church and that's all we need to do. We don't talk about God. We don't talk about how we can be better. We don't talk about how we can become stronger and overcome.
Yeah.
And really, until yesterday, Jesse, I didn't even realize that the reason why I was so confused and I was resenting white people was because I was really resenting my parents. And I was just conflating how white they are with every white person.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of really coming around, and I just really appreciate everything you're doing. And I guess I'm kind of starting to get to the endure step, sir. I can feel the army being raised against me, and I'm just curious, because my mother, I felt, said something really wicked, and I called her on it and just said, I know that's not you, I forgive you, but that's the devil speaking through you, and it did not make her like that more.
Yeah. Have you gone and forgiven her?
Jesse, I thought I did. I really did, and I went back and thought I did it again, but it wasn't even until yesterday I realized how literal what you're saying of, how they transform you into the mother. Like, it's not just a general thing of like, you're a little softer, you're not just like your dad. Every literal trait you have came from her.
Absolutely. You have the nature of the mother, which is the nature of evil. And so what happens is when you go and forgive the mother, then God changes your nature from that of the mother, which is that of evil, to that of God, which is good. You need a brand new nature.
I completely agree. And I just want to say I identified prior with depression, anxiety, maybe not PTSD, but as soon as I started watching my thoughts and being more careful and mindful, that stuff just dissolved.
Yes.
And I didn't have that nauseating feeling until literally last night when I felt the hell coming out. And, I knew that, things were going to start to get messy. But, I also remember as a man of God to not have any fear.
Well, all you need to do is watch it. If fear should appear, just watch it and don't call it you. It's false identity that you have identified with. Don't call it you, because the light of God is now shining on the darkness, but the darkness cannot perceive the light. So just watch it and don't call it you. And it will be taken away.
All right, Jesse, stick with it.
That's right. Stay with it.
I appreciate you so much, man.
You walk and stay with the prayer. Make sure you do the prayer so you can be aware. You want to be present, all right?
Yes, sir. Prayer ceaselessly.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, thank you. Have a wonderful day, Jesse. Thank you so much.
You too, Blake. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Chris, a first-time caller out of Ohio. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, well, good morning. How are you today?
All is well, sir. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. So first-time caller here. I guess I'll just kind of cut to the chase. I still have recurring thoughts about a girlfriend that I dated years ago back in college. First for everything, including her, so it was like a mutual exchange in this case. But I know that she had good feelings for me, but I didn't feel anything for her. And it's not like I didn't enjoy going out for dating her, but I didn't feel the same way that she probably felt about me. But kind of feel myself getting nervous talking on the air like this.
Just relax. Take a breath. And relax.
Thanks.
And speak up just a little bit.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, dated this girl. I'm sure she probably felt pretty good about me. I didn't feel the same way about her, but, you know, I was thinking love is like some really big emotional thing. Because it's raised by a single mother. Her dad's not really in the picture so much. But at the end of the day, we ended up breaking up, and I listened to some bad advice for it, blew up the whole relationship, and then went like back together for a little bit, broke up again. And now, I mean, even, what, 7, 8 years down the line, I still think about her, and I would like to do something to get her back. I know she probably has her own life living across the country doing whatever she's doing, but I was just kind of seeking some advice and input on it, because this is something that's bugged me for quite a while, and it got pretty bad just this last weekend.
And your question for me is what?
What would you do in my situation if you keep feeling an intense longing for somebody, even though you think that you've tried to give it up in the past, but it just keeps coming back again?
And so you say you broke up with her once and then you got back with her?
Yeah, and that was for a short period of time.
How long?
Maybe a month or something like that. Not very long at all.
And what happened when you got back together?
I'll be honest with you, I really can't remember. I was trying to think about it even this morning.
You don't remember what happened in a month?
This was a number of years ago, too.
Oh, and so what made you think you want to get back with her now?
I guess it's been something that's been a persistent thought in the back of my head.
And where are you getting those thoughts from?
Somewhere in the back of my head. And I definitely try to question them and wonder, why am I thinking this, or what's making me feel this way? Or what's in the environment that could be stimulating it? But it's just more of something that's popping back into my head more than anything else.
Coming from where?
I don't know if it's necessarily thoughts. It's just a big feeling that comes about, so to say. I mean,
the thought comes before the feeling. You have the thoughts and then you have the feelings. Where are you getting the thoughts from?
It's myself.
Yourself? What do you mean?
Maybe it's not even me, actually.
Sorry?
Or maybe it's not even really me that's having the feeling that's coming about it. I don't know. I don't know how to necessarily answer the question for you.
You don't know how? Then, why do you think those thoughts are yours? Why are you ready to obey them?
Well, I'm not trying to. This time I've been stronger than I was in the past, because before I'd actually give her a call and kind of see how things were going.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only done that maybe once or maybe two times. But this time I at least tried to be stronger, and this is why I'm at least talking to you before I made any foolish decision or gave her a call.
Yeah. And so,
I'm trying to be strong.
And so are you now seeing that those thoughts are not your own?
Kind of, but not really, because it's still a pretty pervasive thing.
And do you create your own thoughts? Do you create thoughts?
No. Only because when I think about that, I think of, oh, yeah, if I'm driving around and I'm like, oh, I might be hungry. And then a thought comes to my head like, oh, yeah, go buy a cheeseburger or go buy some French fries or something like that.
Yeah.
So it usually pertains, those type of thoughts usually pertain more to food than anything else.
Right. And do you think that you are creating any thoughts about this woman?
No. Only because I know if I'm going about my normal day-to-day life, I'm not thinking about it.
And so you you don't believe that you're creating these thoughts, right?
Right.
Can you have the feelings about her if you didn't have the thoughts?
No, because thoughts usually come right before feelings.
So why are you obeying the thought? They're not yours. They're not from God. Why are you worshiping the devil by obeying him?
Well, I don't want to. I mean, I'm at least trying to not fall for it, even though I've written the whole 2 pages about it in a little journal that I made. But I'm trying not to. I'm at least trying to wait things out and take a let's wait and see approach to it before I just make a headlong decision.
But if you listen to the devil, human beings, all of us are incapable of making decisions. If you listen to the devil, you're taking the decision of the devil and calling them your own. And every decision that you live by from thoughts will always be lies. It's just another setup. You're in a prison of your imagination, and the devil is telling you, do this, and you do it. When you went back for that month, that didn't work. And then the devil tell you, oh, but don't worry. Try again. Give her a call. And then you do that, and then you feel silly after that. And that doesn't work. You're walking around in prison of your imagination, consulting with the devil, and every decision will always be wrong. Why don't you realize they're not yours and let them pass and just live your life?
You're right, but sometimes it just feels so oppressive.
That was a question. Like, why don't you just go ahead? It was oppressive? What?
Well, I mean, this weekend it got pretty bad, and, you know, this isn't like a normal occurrence or anything like that, but it just feels like a wave of just pressure just goes over you. And it, for me, it just lasts like this whole weekend. Even it bled to yesterday, too. It even affected me at work.
And who is the you that was affected? Tell me who you are. Who are you?
Well, I'm me, but I'll say this during that weekend. I don't know if I really felt like me.
And who are you?
This is going to... I'd say a compilation of thoughts and emotions that I at least want to overcome, because I know a lot of them aren't really that great.
Right? I'm sorry?
A compilation of thoughts and emotions that I'm trying to overcome, because I know they're not really that good.
So you are your son? I mean, you are your thoughts and emotions?
Well, and no, I guess those are just more influences than anything else. I mean,
are you your thoughts and emotions or not?
No.
Then why did you say you are your thoughts and emotions?
Yes, because I could say it feels like that, even though that's not true.
Are you your feelings?
No.
Why are you identified with feelings then?
Because you can feel them.
I know what you mean. But you're not your feelings, you're not your thought. They're in your body, but they're not in you. That's not who you are at all. And you identify with them, and by identifying with it, you identify with hell, with evil. You call it evil your God, and you're obeying it. Why don't you stop identifying with thoughts and feelings, the so-called good ones or the bad ones? Why don't you stop calling them you?
I try to. Like, I definitely make a conscious decision. Like, you know, something pops in your head or you're thinking or feeling this. Like, why am I doing this, or... why do I feel this way?
Can you hold for me, Chris?
Sure, I can hold.
Let me take a break. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Quit break. Hate coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours to go. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Country and Western Tuesday, April 30th, 2024 AD. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, hate news, not fake news. Make sure you join us for the Men's Forum, guys. Men's Forums are first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. If you need more info, you can go there. Or if you need info, you can call the office during the hours of Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 p.m. No, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663, or the local number, 323-782-1980. 323-782-1980. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, as protests and encampments proliferate on college campuses, spreading like cancer, some companies are wondering if these actions could start to spread to offices as well. Google CEO Sundar Pichai, Google is evil. He already fired about 50 fellow evil employees for protesting the company's relationship with the Israeli government as he urged his staffers to keep politics out of the workplace. And they weren't fired for protesting merely. They were fired for inhibiting their fellow employees. Anyway, university protests, these lamos, hundreds of so-called protesters have been arrested on over 20 college campuses from coast to coast as schools prepare for spring so-called commencement ceremonies, that's graduation. Overnight, at least 200 students protesters at Columbia University, 200, barricaded the entrance. They're acting like a regular January 6th type of thing or Antifa type of thing. Barricaded the entrance to one of the school's main buildings for undergraduates. Protesters began occupying the building hours after the school began suspending students who refused to vacate an on-campus encampment. Another Ivy League school, they also broke windows, ridiculous, with like hammers. Another Ivy League school, Cornell University, degenerates, said Monday they were suspending student protesters who declined to move to an alternate location. Dozens of others were arrested at University of Texas in Austin, UT Austin, most of whom were not believed to be affiliated with the university, so said school officials. So they're not just students who are protesting. They're just degenerate outsiders. What a mess. And the bird flu. What's going on with the bird flu? Is it in the beef? The U.S. Department of Agriculture said that they're testing beef, including ground beef, from grocery stores for the presence of H5N1 bird flu virus, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. It's spreading in dairy cattle, they say. The agency is also conducting cooking studies, which will inoculate ground beef with a virus surrogate and cook it to different temperatures to see how much virus is killed under each heat setting. The agency sought to quell concerns about consuming beef, saying that this in a statement Monday that USDA is confident that the meat supply is safe, they claimed. They outlined multiple safeguards in place and recommended consumers cook meat to safe internal temperature, which kills bacteria and viruses. So now they don't want you to have your rare or medium rare meat because you could get the bird flu from it. What a mess. And you want to hear about coal plants? Ministers from G7 nations have agreed to shut down all their coal plants by 2035 at the latest. That's what a UK minister said Monday in what could mark a climate hysteria breakthrough, putting an end date on coal, the most supposedly climate-polluting so-called fossil fuel, has been highly controversial at the international so-called climate talks, could ultimately influence other countries to do the same, supposedly. Japan derived 32% of its electricity from coal in 2023, according to some people. And they've blocked progress in the past, but who knows what's going to happen now. The EPA is trying to get all involved in the U.S. stuff. It's a mess. I'm James Hake. ¶¶
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. It is Tuesday. It is Country and Western Day. You can get involved now by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. My biblical question for this week. And it's a doozy. The biblical question. Can you ever really know another person? Can you ever really know another person? Can you? Can you know another person? Amazing. You can podcast all the shows, but if you're not able to sit and watch them as they're happening, you can be listening live on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing, no matter what, by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk or rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. It's Tuesday. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back.
What the?
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing.
Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday. I want to go back to the phone. Chris out of Ohio, first time caller. He want to move on from some girl he dated way back when. And he's having a tough time letting go. Hey, Chris.
Hello.
So, we left off with the thought thing. Do you realize you're not the creator of thoughts?
Yes, because a lot of crazy things can fly into your head at any given time.
Right.
And you wouldn't even be thinking about them to begin with.
And do you realize you can't have the emotions unless you have the thoughts? The so-called good emotions or the bad ones, because the good emotions are evil as well as the bad emotions. Do you realize you can't have those unless you have the thoughts?
Yes, because if there is nothing happening to you or you weren't thinking about anything, you wouldn't be feeling it at all.
That's right. And whatever memories the devil is giving you about that girl from a long time ago, that's not now. And the devil wants you to look her up and go back to her because he want to keep you in hell. Because if you went back with her, all you're going to catch is hell. It's not going to work. It's just a lie to keep you in hell because you're obeying the devil, which is of the thoughts.
It does make sense because I was with her again for a brief period like a while ago, too, and that didn't work out.
Move on, learn from it, but learn what is it that making me think that I want to go back? What is why that's over? That happened then, that's not happening now. And that girl didn't love you then, and she doesn't love you now because women don't have love.
Okay.
Do you want to be free from thoughts and feelings?
Yes, because they're a burden.
You say that again. Do you believe it's possible to live a life of no thinking, but just live without having to think?
Yes.
Have you heard me say to forgive your mother so you can return to the father?
Oh, yes. Actually, I forgave both of them and stepdad, too. I actually really took the time out, because before I called them on the phone to kind of figure out what happened, because I heard one of your previous videos about something. It's like, huh, no one ever asked me that question before. So I asked them, and then they told me a few things about what happened. And then later on, I actually faced them in person and said, hey, I'm sorry for being upset and angry and hating you guys for all these things that I never really thought about in the first place.
What did your mother say when you told her you forgive her for turning away from your father?
Well, she said, like, oh, I never turned you away from your father. I never see anything bad about you. She said, well, it's more of a spiritual thing, yeah, more or less. But, I mean, mom's a pretty good mom. Like, you know, she's not beating people or molesting anybody or doing anything crazy. In fact, I even made a
joke. She's doing worse things.
I even made a joke at her that kind of helped calm the situation down. Like, well, at least you weren't a drug-addicted crackhead who sold us for drug money or something like that. So she's not
why
terrible.
Did you make, I mean, she's why not did perfect. You make that joke to calm her down?
I thought it was funny.
Oh, but you
she
did.
Too, if it helps.
But what your mother did to you is worse than a drug addict or molester or anything else. It was pure evil. Because that's the only reason a drug dealer and a molester and whatever doing what they do, because they are evil. They got that evil from their mother, and the evil is driving them. It's not them. So your mother is not better than that at all.
Huh. Oh, okay.
Anyone that has anger is a murderer. They are evil and should not be trusted.
Well, you're right. Yeah, you are right about that, because an angry person can just be angry at a drop of the hat and
yes.
Directed in any sort of direction.
Absolutely. There's no love in anger. It's only hate. So are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, but I'm not. I mean, I'm doing it. It can be a little on again, off again.
Well, then suffer. Suffer and die. Why are you not committed to waking up?
I want to. It's something that I try to practice. It's just either I'll get distracted with something else or... So yeah, it's mostly just due to distractions, due to dumb stuff, too.
So you let the devil distract you from being still and overcoming him?
Yes.
So either you want good or you love the hell you're in. Which one do you prefer?
I'll take the good, because this hell is no fun.
So here's what I recommend. Commit to doing the silent prayer and watch those thoughts. That's all you have to do. Watch those thoughts. Do not call them you. And then stay present. Stay aware of them. And that's the light of God shining on the darkness. And the darkness is going to have a hissy fit. It's going to yell and scream. It's going to feel fear. It's going to feel anger. It's going to overreact. Don't call it you. Just watch it, and it have to leave you. All those spirits will be taken away from you, and you'll be fine. You will have a clear mind. So when the thoughts come about that woman or whatever, let them pass. It's not real. It's an illusion.
Okay. Because, yeah, that's one thing, even just going back to this weekend, of course I wanted to call somebody when I was going through this or do something, or just do something that I probably didn't need to do. But I didn't. I just sat with it. And
yes.
It wasn't fun at all. It was a terrible, terrible thing. But, you know, it definitely passes by over time.
Yes.
Like, it's happened before, but I didn't, in the process of feeling all that stuff, I went out and did something, I guess, to help remedy it or self-soothe.
But all you did was stayed in hell. And that the average person is unwilling to sit still and deal with it the way you did for a few minutes. They can't handle that. That's why they stay busy. They're trying to get degrees. They're trying to get money. They're trying to get friends. They're trying to get a husband or wife because they cannot sit still and overcome the hell. They're on the run, but all they're doing is running deeper into hell but by you sitting still and overcoming, you're entering into heaven right here on earth.
Makes sense.
So here's what I recommend. Do the silent prayer during the day. You get caught up in thinking about the so-called past or future. It's not you. Watch it. Take a moment. Become aware of your body or something around you so you can be present. And I'm telling you, one day you will have a clear mind and it will blow your mind. But just stay with it and let the light take care of it.
Okay, I definitely will.
And forget about that girl, because it would just take you back into hell. That girl could give 2 cents about you. And she never loved you. She doesn't even have love. She only has hate.
Thanks.
So stay with it. Stay with it. And don't call it you. You'll be fine. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
All right, buddy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Every human being, there's no way around it. If you want to be free, you got to forgive your mothers. You got to return to your father. Forgive your fathers, because you're never going to return to God. Then you can read the Bible till the cows come home. You can hoop and holler until the cows come home. You can whatever. But unless you forgive, it ain't going to work. You got to face mama. You got to face the devil with fear and trembling. You got to forgive. Before you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must forgive. All races, it ain't got nothing to do with the race. It's a heart. Our battle is a spiritual battle. It's not physical. It's spiritual. And the experts are lying to you when they call it post-traumatic stress, or they call it racism, or white supremacism, or anti-Semitism, or homophobiaism, or lesbianism. It's not an ism. It's spiritual. And this is to the lesbians, and the homosexuals and the baby killers and whatever. Your battle is spiritual. It's not you. You're not making the decision to do what you're doing. Look at the people protesting right now. They have no clue. They'll be influenced by evil. And they think it's them. Traps are being laid for fools. That's what's happening here. Rebecca is a first-time caller out of Colorado. Rebecca, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
My question is, well, I've been working on myself and trying to enlighten my life, and a lot of amazing things have been happening with inside me, but my son, he has autism, and his father had mentioned the Holy Spirit and how that can heal. And I know in the Bible it says about a mute child that Jesus heals. And so I just wanted to know what your thoughts on that are.
Repeat that again. My thoughts on what?
Your thoughts on how or if the Holy Spirit can heal people?
Well, God can heal, and he does heal all the time who want it, those who want it.
So would I have to heal my son through me and his father through God?
Would you have to do what now?
So would me and his father have to... Would we essentially be giving him the spirit of God through us?
How can you give him something you don't have?
Right. Well, how could he realize for himself, since he is autistic, how could he find the way to God, I guess?
But how can you and your husband give something that you don't have?
I don't know. I just thought God worked through the parents to get to the children.
But the parents are screwed up.
So how would we, if we both work on ourselves and we are going and find enlightenment or God, then how, what's my son's future, I guess, look like?
If
he can't follow the same steps as we are because he doesn't have the understanding, then I guess that's where I'm confused.
Oh, how old is he?
He's three.
He's how old?
Three.
And why, and what is it that you and your husband are learning that you're concerned about him learning? What is it that you're learning?
He's behind in his learning milestones, and he doesn't speak.
But at 3 years old, behind who?
What's that?
You said he's behind in his learning curve?
No, he's been behind.
Behind who?
I know. That's a question.
He's behind who or what?
I guess the average child.
And why would you compare him to that?
I don't know.
Because by you preparing him to that, you're trying to make him be that.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, that's not what I want to do. Yeah, that makes sense.
Are you working on yourself?
Yes.
And by doing what?
I forgive my parents, and I'm doing the prayer. I'm living in the present, which I've actually don't know the last time I've ever lived in the present, and it's amazing.
And so your husband working on himself as well?
Yes.
By doing the same thing?
No, unfortunately. He has, well, he's a Christian as well, but I don't think he's following the same exact steps.
So you went and forgave your mother?
Yes.
And your son is only 3 years old. If you're working on yourself, why are you worried about his future when all he has is right now? Why don't you just work on yourself and let God's will be done for him? Because now if you're truly working on yourself, you're going to deal with your son with perfect peace and patience and love. Anything is possible then, but why worry about it?
Okay.
No, that was the question.
I guess because he's my child, I worry about him not being able to find God.
By him?
Like I am.
And so have you found God?
I feel like my whole life has changed. I haven't gotten angry. And
then how are you, how is it possible to worry about him finding God? If you found God, how are you able to worry?
Yeah, that's true.
No, that was a question. How are you able to worry?
I shouldn't be worrying if I found God.
And how are you able to worry if you found God?
I guess the whole thought came into my mind when my husband had mentioned taking him to see if somebody of the Holy Spirit could help him. But, yeah, I see what you're saying, that we shouldn't be seeking anything, that God will bring it to us.
And I'm not telling you, your husband, what to do with the son. That's up to you, guy. But I'm telling you that if you have found God, there's no such thing as worry. It's impossible to worry if you're back with the father. You only worry when you're with the mama.
Okay.
Here's what I recommend, because I can't tell you and your husband what to do with the boy. You do the silent prayer, watch those thoughts, and just go about your day. And all is well and will continue to be well.
Okay. Thank you. I think I needed to hear that.
Yeah, just watch those thoughts and you'll see the right way to go. Don't worry about your son. As the father is taking care of the parent, he will take care of the son.
Awesome. Okay. Amazing. Thank you.
Amazing. Okay, you're welcome. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Melvin is out of Kentucky. Melvin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Reverend Peterson, good morning to you.
Good morning. You can call me Jesse. I'm just Jesse.
Jesse, good morning to you.
Morning.
I'm glad to have called this Tuesday, especially considering the subject. I'm a, you know, regular guy, a white, straight conservative in Kentucky, in the South. I look at the current state of the conservative leaders or the thought provokers, the guys who get the needle moving in the conservative movement, and I must say I am really distressed by what I see. Mike Cernovich, a guy, you know, who's been with transgender people, Steven Crowder, Elijah Schaefer, those guys are, you know, known homosexual men. Blair White is a gay man. Dave Portnoy, he's on the...
What is it that you're worried about?
I'm worried that as a normal white straight guy, it's hard for the future of, you know, conservative straight white dudes to have someone to look forward to. And we have a big hurdle. And however, I have a solution.
Are you a Christian?
Of course.
And how is it possible to worry if you're a Christian?
I'm not worried if I'm a Christian.
No, if you are a Christian.
I'm worried about the future.
What future? Where's the future?
I'm worried about for this country. This is more of a cultural problem.
Where is the future for the country?
I think it's going to a beta male range. I think those are beta traits, being, you know, with transgender people and being homosexual.
Why are you worried about it? How is it affecting you? Why are you worried about it if you're a Christian?
My children have to grow up in this country around this. They won't have any conservatives to look forward to, but I do have a solution.
They shouldn't have any conservative look. They should have you to look to, not anybody outside of that.
Well, it's not just me or my children. There's others who I wish would get turned in the right. For instance,
But why are you concerned about that when you're worried? You're not supposed to worry if you're of God. You're not telling me that. You're looking at everybody else and what they're doing, but you're not questioning yourself. Why am I worried about something that doesn't exist?
Sure, let's forget worrying. Why are we permitting these guys, rather, to speak?
Thank you, Melvin. 888-775-3773. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Yesterday, Prep Ham Paul gave a Rumble rant. He's a monthly supporter on Rumble, Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble. Russell Brand is on a journey of getting rid of labels, bringing us together. Stop the wars. Stop the WEF. He's the guy who got baptized.
Oh, we discussed Russell Brand yesterday or the day before he got baptized.
Right.
And I had my experts in to tell me about that. And I found out more about Russell Brand than I even knew. And he is a thought... What?
A thought leader.
He a thought leader. And so this person said, Russell Brand doing what?
Stop the wars. He's bringing us together. Stop the wars. Stop WEF and the elites from trying to control our food, what we do, et cetera. He's brilliant.
And so he's stopping all that?
No, he's bringing us together so we can stop it.
How y'all going to stop it? What?
Ask Prep Pound Paul. He's the one who said it. So, I didn't avow nor disavow what Prep Ham Paul said about it.
That's right, Prep Ham Paul, but I'm trying to understand how Russell Brand making all this stop. I ain't seen nothing stop yet.
Oh. Well, have faith.
On what?
I don't know.
Thank you, Prep Ham Paul.
Thank you, Prep Ham Paul.
I want to interview Russell.
He said, Brand has looked into all religions. Got to give him support for making the decision to follow Christ, if that is, in fact, the path he chose and not just baptism.
Thank you. Is that from Prep Ham Paul, too?
Yeah.
Thank you, Prep Ham Paul. I appreciate it.
In response to you posting on X that Joe Biden's wife doesn't love him, Doug Prime says, big deal. Humph, emoji. My wife doesn't love me either.
No wife love her husband. No such thing. No wife love their husband at all, period, zero. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors, WD41. These are from yesterday. Aries 1, Gluttonous Something, Cactus Eater Bear, and Games for Rec. Thank you for the support, D Live Crew, yesterday.
And thank you.
Moving forward to today, Chalice donated on Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you.
Saying thanks.
Thank you.
Sion bought 3 coffees today. Jesse, love. Shout out to It's the Real Mr. Mad, who's a guy in chat who supports the network.
Thank you.
He looks like a party animal from the outside, but he's not at all. He's real. He's smart, and he's all about your teachings. He applies them to his life. His heart is in the right place. Love you both. Black heart emoji. And then I guess this is a love emoji, not devil horns.
That's just amazing. I appreciate it.
Black hand sign.
Amazing.
Urinal Chill is monthly supporter on Rumble. Good morning. How y'all? You got to know how to rumble.
You got to know how to rumble. All this well. Thank you. Thank you.
Donnie, girl's idea asks with a rumble rant.
Ask.
Does having gibberish thoughts mean the devil knows you are onto him and he is just desperate to drag you away from being present? After a bit, I started reciting the chant until I caught myself. Smiley face emoji.
What's a chant?
The chant. Don't ask me. I'm afraid to ask.
But anyway, the devil does not want you to be still and overcome. He doesn't want you to be. He does not want you to have a quiet moment at all. Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby with a couple of diamonds on DLive.tv/Jesse Lee Peterson. Kamala Harris suffers from PTSD, but the S and D stands for something different.
Well,
and I looked into it, and I think it's whatever.
Nice. Thank you. I don't understand, but thank you.
Bobby donated a very generous Cash App donation, Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you, Bobby.
Saying information leading to true peace. Thanking you basically for information leading to true peace.
Thank you. Amazing.
Nice. And let me just double check. Thank you, guys. Oh, no. Evgeny Crosby gave another diamond also. No message is what he says.
Thank you.
And Aries One gave a diamond with no message.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amazing. So I want to interview that guy. I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Russell Brand.
I can only think of Russell Crowe.
Beta.
Russell Crowe was an actor too, right?
Yeah.
And this boy is an actor, right?
True.
Well, okay.
Yep, I guess.
And he a thought teacher?
I haven't seen him in any movies. He's a thought leader. That's his son's words. Don't stop trying to make me say it.
thought leader. Yeah. What? Here you are. You don't want any thoughts. But anyway, I'll talk to him when I talk to him.
Nice.
Two different kinds of actors. What's their names again?
Russell Crowe and Russell Brand?
Yeah, Russell Crowe and Russell Brand.
I only watch the Russell Crowe type of movies. Yeah. I've never seen a Russell Brand type of movie.
Me either. Amazing. Let me go to Derek. Thank you. Thank you all for the super chat. Derek out of Pennsylvania. Derek, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Jesse. Can you hear me?
Not really. I hear you, but I can't hear you, even though you're loud enough, but I can't hear you.
Oh, man, I was hoping I could get away with the speakerphone. I guess not. I'm not going to be able to hear you that well then. Hold on.
No, I hear you. Let's try. See what happens.
All right. Before I start, I was wondering if Donald Trump had anything to say for me.
Let me check. I haven't heard from him this morning.
ISIS has spread like cancer.
Wow. You
can,
I inherited. You can say that again.
Amazing.
Amazing.
All right, Jesse, I got a couple of true or false questions I was wondering if I could ask you.
Okay.
All right. The wrong side won the Civil War, true or false?
Can you hold?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. 888-7753-773. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Best I can. I know I am a believer. Lord, I was born a gambling man. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And James Hake is on fire. He's on fire. And then at 11 a.m., the Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV, mending relationships. Amazing. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. Amazing. So listen, for personal shout-outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Birthday shout-outs, weddings, encouragement, whatever, congratulations, I'll do them for you, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And check out our merch. Check out the merch, rebuildingdemand.com/store. So we had a hat right now in the merch. And that's why we keep seeing that, because nobody explained it to me. That's in the store? You don't know? Is that in the store? Somebody tell me in my ear. Nope. Nice. This tar baby hat is in the store now. Amazing. Whomever did that, thank you. That's cool. It's in the store now. Amazing merch. The amazing Tar Baby t-shirt is back. It was banned, but it's back. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. The Great White Hope. Amazing. Let me go. So check out the merch. We have hoodies, tote bag, mugs, coffee things, whatever you need. Big mama, whatever. Tom like a mug. So check it out, all right? Let me go quickly back to Derek out of Pennsylvania. I'm going to try to get to as many calls as possible here. Derek, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so, all right. My first true or false question is, the wrong side won the Civil War, true or false?
I don't know if
you
it's
don't
true
know
or
whether or not the Confederates should have.
I don't know if it's true or false, to be honest.
Okay, all right, I'll put. Okay. The only way to God the Father is through his Son, Jesus Christ.
No one gets to the Father unless it go through the Son. True.
True. Baby squirrels get
no,
their fleas
I don't have
from
a lot
mama.
Of, I don't have a lot of time, but that's it. Did you have another question?
I got one more for you. Just one more.
Okay.
Baby squirrels get their fleas from their mama.
I don't know what that means.
Smoke on it.
All right. Thank you, buddy. 888-7753-773. That's the line over. Thank you. I forgot his name already. What is it? Derek. I appreciate it. I just don't have time to play right now. So many calls, and I have a guest coming up, and I just can't play. But thank you. John is the first time call out of Louisiana. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good day, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, John. Thanks for calling.
Good. I've got a couple of things. I came up, born and raised in Key West, Florida. I started in the dark cult at the age of about 14 years of age. Listening to your show, I've gone through some really times. I realized what I was doing at a young age. I ended up getting married, joined the Catholic Church. And I became Third Degree Knights of Columbus. But at the same time, my grandmother, from my mother's side, was all in prostitution, call girls, for many years. She turned over and became a preacher of a full gospel church. Also, my aunt, my mother's twin, became a preacher as well.
What a mess!
Yes, and she had a son out of wedlock. And years later, she had her church out of Lakeland, Florida. The son is a grown man now, comes and finds his mother, and he tied her up and raped her. Okay, so this was some of the things that I went through in life, in the Christianity aspect, very confused, especially coming up as a young man in the wrong dark and dwelling in darkness.
And how old are you now?
I am now 64 years old.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
But what's happened is that I went back down there. My father was passing away, so I went back to Key West, and I ended up meeting another lady. She seemed to be beautiful, beautiful, but I was being told that her mother was a witch. So just recently, this last year, the new fiancé come here and moved with me, and we've had some great plans, got great jobs, and I let her mother come here.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and since I did, it went crazy. Now the one that I was going to feed, her daughter, moved out. And she has a son that has spent most of his life in prison, so I even opened the doors in trying to help them. Him. It all turned around crazy. Now I find myself alone. I find I'm alone, but I don't know what to do anymore because I've went through all the Christianities. Even listening to your show, I've made a couple comments because I'm hardened, like steel. Like, who you think you are to call this, and this, and that? And I apologize to you because I'm realizing, look who I'm coming to for some advice. Because I've been so tormented with my life with all this stuff, and even to the going to my father and mother have passed away. So I've heard you say, go and ask for forgiveness from my mother. So since my mother died, I have not been to the graveyard. But listening to you, I went there, even though, and went to her grave, and I asked for forgiveness. I don't know if that's the right way to do it, you know, or it had to have been before she passed away. So my mind is, and I'm disabled, so I got plenty of time on my side, and all I'm doing is, like you talk about, is the thinking, and it's getting me, well, it drains me so much to where I have considered suicide, and some reason of God or whatever comes and somebody comes in and ends up stopping me. And not physically, but mentally it has. So I'm really, really caught up, like I said, from the Third Degree Knights of Columbus to the Full Gospel Church to the what happened to my aunt. And then my mom remarried and was a bad situation too. And here I am at 64 years old by myself with this woman. She ended up moving back out of here. But now again, I'm lost.
So I now lost. That woman is gone and her mother's gone, right?
Yeah, the mother went back to Florida. Now, the woman that I was supposed to be engaged with, she's here. She's got a good job, and she does help me here get to the stores because I'm disabled and things like that. But it's like, that's what's there. That's all I got.
Is she living with you?
Not now. Right now, no.
Oh, don't let her live with you anymore.
It's not going there anyway, so I already understood that. Okay. But like I said, I see these things, I'm listening to you, and it's like the puzzle is all the pieces are coming together and understanding. But I still have that fear because of my age. I can't, my vehicle's down. I can't even get to the doctors. And it's been a total mess.
And so your question for me is what?
I guess you just answered it. Because I've been complexing. I don't think she's coming back here, but I feel the loneliness. And like you just said, don't let her back. So that's really what I already feel. But in the same time, I feel alone and don't know which way to go.
And so your question for me is what?
Like I said, should I keep it away from me?
Yes.
Should I keep that away from me?
Yes.
And that's what I need to hear. Because I keep seesawing with it, you know, the idea of it. She'd come and help me, pick me up, take me to the doctors and things like that. But how do I distance that, really? Quit completely just slowly?
Let me ask this first and then I'll respond to that. When you say you feel alone, who is feeling alone?
It's by myself here because of the people. I got one friend that comes here.
I mean, what does it feel like to feel alone?
Empty.
Empty?
Empty is what I say, yeah, because I was in the entertainment industry. And, you know, and I was always busy and people looked up to me and things like that. Now it's like I'm by myself.
And how do you feel about feeling empty?
Sad.
And why?
Sad and depressed.
And why?
I think it's because I was, like I said, always involved and people looked up to me in the entertainment industry.
And so who is the person that feels empty and sad? Who is that person? Describe that person. Who are you?
I really feel that I'm a God-loving man. I put a lot of trust in God.
And if that's true, how can you feel alone or empty?
That's my question. How? Because I think it's because some of it is that I've been, like I said, from the Catholic to the gospel.
That's not why it is. You use those things. You use those things to feel like you were not alone when you were in an entertainment film. Everybody looked up to you. Right. It made you feel that others were with you, but they were not. It was a drug you were using in order to prevent from feeling alone because you didn't understand at the time that feeling alone is what you want to feel. So you can overcome that and never have to use the world to feel like you need the world anymore. God is with you.
That's what I need to hear. Because sometimes, like I say, I'm lost and think that he don't even hear me or done something so bad that he don't forgive me.
No, you know? I can assure you, you have never done anything that God does not forgive you for because he's never held anything against you. Whatever you've done in life, it was never you. It was always something driving you in your imagination and emotions, and it was making you do the things you've done. It was never you, so God knows that. And he has wiped away all your sins, and that was never you, so don't worry about that. God is not holding anything against you.
No, gotcha. Yeah.
So here's what I recommend. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I started to. And then I was one that actually put in the comments, is like, why can't I say, why? And that's how it worked, because I'm thinking, what makes his prayer better than what I've learned, the Our Father? And then I'm being straight up, it's like, I prayed the Our Father prayer, and, you know, different ones that I've learned through the years of Christian, the churches, and then I did wonder, did this of me learning these things because I had bad experiences with using them prayers, that why is this silent prayer more important than the All Father prayer or one of the other prayers that I've learned through my years?
Those and other prayers
shut me down.
Those other prayers you're praying to the devil.
See, that's what I hear you saying, and I can understand.
That's why they never work. Look, they never work.
They never come work.
All these years, it has never worked for you, has it?
No.
So then you're praying to the devil.
Right. It's hard to awaken to something like that because at the times I really thought it was a good thing for me. And I've always followed, you know, the follower and thought I was being protected by a lot of that stuff, especially in the industry. You know, it's like I'd use it. But that's where the dark came in. I was like, what makes this prayer override these other prayers that I've learned?
God said to be still and know him. All you need to do is let go. You do the silent prayer. He's going to bring you out of those thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Right.
So he's going to bring you out. And the devil doesn't want you to see that you've been one with him. But God want to bring you out so you can see that you've always been one with the devil, calling him God, right? And once you see it, he's going to destroy the darkness and you'll be free. And there will be no such feeling as feeling alone or feeling this or feeling that. All that would be taken away from you because it's all evil. It's not you.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you letting me know. Hearing it from you straight up, it's going to help me.
Yeah.
I know it will. Yeah.
And so to stay with the prayer, the devil's going to have a fit. He doesn't want you to see. He doesn't want you to be still. You are not your thoughts. You're not your feeling. You're not your body. And they'll be all that will be taken away. And as far as that woman, so-called female, be done with her as far as female. If you need her to take you somewhere and pick you up for now until you can hire somebody to do it for you, just do that. But no sex, no let her stay overnight, none of that stuff.
Yeah, see, that's another thing I did, too, because I don't.
I told her,
no more of that, no more of that. I don't have sex. You come help me, but I don't have nothing. And I think that actually would pull her away and go leaving here completely because, like, look, I believe in the Lord, and we're not married.
Yeah, she was giving you sex because she's a sex dealer.
Right at the beginning, yes.
And
yes,
a man is a sex addict. So,
right.
But don't hold that against her. She can't help it. She can't see either, right? So don't hold it against her.
Right.
Don't be angry at her about it. She's not to blame for your weakness.
I got you. Yeah.
And so for now, John, just do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts and go about your day. If you need a ride, hire somebody or have this woman take you to your doctor. But have her drop you off and have her go back her way.
I'm starting to lose you here.
All right.
Well, I appreciate it, Jesse, for your time. I can't hardly hear you right now.
Okay, let me know how it goes.
Connection. Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Bye now. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Is it Leandro? Leandro, a first-time caller out of Scotland. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. Leandro, from Scotland, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jesse. So nice to finally speak to you.
Thank you.
I've got a quick question for you.
Yes.
I'm working on a business currently, and you talk about how the imagination is evil. I'm wondering, how can I work creatively on my business, you know, coming up with ideas and things, if my imagination is evil? How can I
Beautiful.
Make good decisions?
Use your mind as a tool. You know, but you don't live by it. Once you are done with the tool, you put it down, right? And so let's say you want to find a way to add more customer. So you look around, you figure out how to find more customer, you advertise. You start advertising. But once you figure it out, you put it down, and then you come back to reality. You live in reality, but you use the mind as a tool. And you don't live by the tool, though. You don't live by the mind. You don't live by the thoughts. You walk in the light of God by staying present.
So stay present while I'm making creative decisions.
Well, you may have to go You're going to use the thoughts to be creative, but you're not going to live by it. So that means that you might have to work on something there. Once you're done, come back to present as soon as you're done with that. As soon as you nail the last nail into the wall, lay the hammer down and come back to present. But eventually, Leandro, if you stay with this practice being present, God is going to cause you to use your mind in the right way. It'll happen naturally.
And so eventually I won't go unconscious, because it's very easy to go unconscious when you're
right
in your imagination, you know, like right. That's where evil is born out of. So,
but for eventually you won't go unconscious, even for practical things. You're absolutely right.
Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I've been doing it kind of irregularly.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Not every morning, every night, no.
And why not?
Sometimes at night, I'll just get too sleepy, and then I'll just fall asleep. Or
and why not every morning?
I'm not sure, but
you let it the devil.
I've been trying to do it.
You let it. What the? You let it. The devil robbed you away from present. The devil does not want you to do it, so he tell you, oh, you're too tired. Or he tell you in the morning, oh, you just don't have time right now. And you listen to the voice of evil and call it your own voice, and you're obeying it, and he's keeping you in darkness away from the light.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to try to do it more often then.
Yeah, commit to the light. Commit to being still so you can be brought out of the darkness of your imagination, all right?
Yeah, thank you, Jesse. I've got one more quick question for you as well, if that's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So I forgave my mother, but I still have anger towards her. I still get angry by the things she does.
Right.
And I probably judge her now more than I ever did before.
Amazing.
And so how am old I doing something wrong? Or
how old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
Oh, okay, listen. When that anger come now, don't call it you. When you hear the voice of the anger, don't call it you. It's not you. So you can stop identifying with it. And just, this is why you got to do the prayer so you can be conscious. And don't identify with the anger. And it will, it's a spirit. It's spirits, because there are more than one. And it will be taken away from you. It's no big deal. It's not you.
Okay. That's amazing, Jesse. Thank you.
So even though you hear the voice and you feel the anger, just notice it. It's enough to see it. And seeing it, it's not you. And it will be taken away. Don't worry about it, all right? Let it pass.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Thank you for that.
All right, let me know how it goes.
Yeah, sure thing. I'll call back.
Okay, but do the prayer. You got to start staying with the prayer.
Yeah, okay, we'll do.
All right, buddy. Amazing. You got to do the prayer. I'm just pointing you back to the source. I can't make you change. Only the light can. Only the love of God. And God loves us. Satan hate us, and God love us. Let me take a quick break. One line open at 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
There are government subsidies for the internet, and the federal aid program is running out of money. I laugh, but it's sad. And there's a Lion King prequel going to be coming out with a bunch of blacks, Beyonce and her daughter. Travis Kelce signed a record contract with the Kansas City Chiefs. I guess that's like a renewal of his contract. A whole lot of high schoolers are vaping, at least 10% of them, supposedly, the honest ones. And there's another cop killer who got himself got killed. He was black. What a mess, huh? This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, April 30th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls. And we will get to the rest of the super chats. You can super chat during the show here or after the show on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Men's forum is first Thursday of the month. Women's forums are third Thursday. Men's forums first Thursday, May 2nd, 2024, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663 if you need any info. Otherwise, join us in person. They're not recorded, not streamed, totally private, and you don't get to gossip after the fact. Nice. And by the way, just a little tip, you can go to cozy.tv/JLP if you want a little more freedom of speech in your chat, in your live chat. And you can also go to cozy.tv/JLP if you want to listen on audio only. It's pretty cool. Check it out. It also has video and or audio. Takes a little bit less data. Just a nice little tip. Internet bills, speaking of, more than 23 million U.S. households will be forced to pay hundreds more per year or give up internet access, communist buzzword, as a key federal aid program runs out of money, per Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. Specifically, a federal benefit known as the Affordable Connectivity Program, which covers home internet service for low-income Americans, so-called Americans, could end in May. Program heavily used by Americans over age 50, military veterans, and low-income so-called working families nationwide, according to FCC data, Federal Communications Commission. Military families account for almost half of ACP's subscriber base, per the Black on the Inside White House. Crooked Joe Biden and congressional demon rats have blamed Republicans on Capitol Hill for blocking legislation that would extend the ACP, Affordable Connectivity Program, even as many Republicans' congressional districts have received millions of dollars from the program. Sounds like there's more to this story than this commie nonsense is going to tell you, right? Probably. A new teaser trailer released for the animated Lion King prequel. Disney's developing a prequel to the hit 1994 film The Lion King, the cartoon. Or maybe it's really the prequel to the 2019 photorealistic animated remake, featuring voiceovers from Beyonce Knowles-Carter, feminist-, and her daughter Blue Ivy Carter, Jay-Z's daughter. The teaser for Mufasa, Simba's dad, is being promoted by Commie Nonsense Network. Also going to have Donald Glover. Is that Childish Gambino? Seth Rogen, that unfunny guy. Is he funny? I don't know. Tandy Newton, the black gal, and others. Travis Kelce, it's Kelce, not Kelce, pretty sure, signs a contract, a record contract, with the Kansas City Chiefs, three-time Super Bowl champion, wow, I didn't know that, and four-time All-Pro. Travis Kelce signed a new contract, making him the highest-paid tight end in the NFL, whatever a tight end is, don't tell me. It pays, I guess, to be T. Swift's boyfriend, right? 34-year-old boyfriend, or significant other, as he called her, like a gay millennial. I'll talk about him on the Hake Report, maybe. But, yeah, vaping high schoolers. 10% of high school students in the United States regularly partake in vaping, per a National Youth Tobacco Survey 2023. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you.
had to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved. There is one line open at 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, the biblical question for this week: can you ever really know another person? Can you really ever know another person? That's the biblical question for this week. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about selling fentanyl, buying fentanyl, beating your wife or beating your husband, or burning down the buildings while shouting death to America and death to Israel, you still can be listening to the show live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. All right, and don't forget to donate and have your comments read out loud. Go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. All right? And follow us on social media. Y'all know what to do, right? Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. You got to know how to rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson or cozy.tv/JLP. It's Tuesday. It's the last hour of the show on Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the?
What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing.
Amazing.
I want my country back.
Amazing.
I don't know. It's amazing. Yeehaw. I want my country back. Your friend, my friend, America's friend is back. It is the last Tuesday of the month. And every Tuesday, Bill Lockwood is here. And Bill is the smartest white man on this side of heaven. At least one. Yeah, two or three more, including the Great White Hope. Bill is back. A writer, preacher, host of Patriotic Pulpit Podcast and Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood on YouTube. Bill is a preacher at Iowa Park Church of Christ and a teacher at Wichita Christian School. Hey, Bill.
How are you today?
All is well. You look country and western today.
I know it. I've got my country and western outfit on.
And I can imagine the horse is tied up right outside there.
Well, he's eating grass. He's in the pasture. That's right.
Nice. How are you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great. How about you? I'm everything's good.
Amazing. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. And let me say to the callers, there are many callers on hold. I'm going to get to your calls. I got to talk to Bill here, and I will get to your calls. So be patient. And I know some of you have been waiting a long time, but be patient. I will get to them. Bill, I want to talk to you about all this mess that's going on at the universities around the country now and about the people chanting death to America and death to Israel on our soil. I just don't know how that can happen. But it looked like, and I want to hear what you say about, think about all this stuff, but it looked like a trap is being set for the fools. I don't understand what the students are expecting on either side, Palestinian or the Jews. What are they expecting to get out of this? What good is it doing them to be fighting with each other, not going to classes? Now they're breaking into the buildings, according to some of the report. What is it that they're getting out of it or expect it?
Well, I don't know that the students themselves have any kind of particular goal in mind, except simply to create chaos. But that is exactly the goal of the entire communistic Islamic movement in America, because Islam is nothing but communism with a religious edge. That's all that it is. It's a totalitarian system. Consequently, communism has the pincer strategy from Antonio Gramsci for many, many years, and that is pressure from above and pressure from below. Many people think, for example, that the student riots in the 1960s were grassroots and that they were organic, but that is not the case. They were actually fomented by pro-communist movements and pro-communist efforts in America. The same thing is going on here. We, however, have cut our own throats in America by not only allowing this, but we have funded public monies into the universities, to universities that have professorships that are teaching Marxist ideology for many, many, many years. For at least as long as I've been alive, they've been teaching Marxist ideology. And at this point, it has turned with a religious edge to Islam, which is the same thing, except it has Muhammad as the chief dictator. That's all this is. And so chaos is all that they're about, because chaos brings down totalitarian control from above. And to change America from the inside out is the goal. So this is what's taking place. And we have really fomented it ourselves in America by turning a blind eye or participating with our government through government monies into different Islamic countries. And so our foreign policies have actually bolstered Islamic countries such as Iran. We created Iran. Our foreign policy under Jimmy Carter created Iran. Now they're our enemies. We've created enemies wherever we have gone in our foreign policy. The Council on Foreign Relations are people who are leading our foreign policy establishment. So we've created the problems with our foreign policy establishments, and we've created the problems at home.
And how did, under Jimmy Carter, what did they do to create, you say Iran, right?
Correct.
How did they create, what did they do exactly to create Iran?
Well, Iran was our friend at one point. That is, they were led by the Shah of Iran. But we actually cut the throat of the Shah. We betrayed the Shah. So I read a book several years ago by Hushang Nahavandi. Nahavandi was the prime minister, or the chief minister of the Shah. The Shah thought that America was his friend. But that's where he made a huge mistake, because the Council on Foreign Relations, our Secretary of State, led by Henry Kissinger, who has never met a communist he did not like, and same thing with Jimmy Carter, they actually betrayed the Shah by sending him counselors to tell him, give him bad advice on a continual basis. Not only so, but when the hardline Muslims, led by Ruhollah Khomeini, began to create problems in Iran, who was funded by the Soviet Union to bring down that government, because communism and Islam meet together to bring down any country that's going in a free direction, as the Shah was trying to do, being friends with us. As a matter of fact, the Shah had sent many students over to the United States in an exchange program. The median income of an Iranian person had increased dramatically under the Shah. He was embracing Western values and was our friend, but the Ted Kennedys of the world hated the Shah. Jimmy Carter hated the Shah. Others, such as Henry Kissinger, hated the Shah, and our foreign policy establishment was determined to bring about the Islamic dictators, the hardline Islamists. So Ruhollah Khomeini escorted out of the country because he was creating, fomenting rebellion, even kept in a chateau in France, and our mainstream media gave him complete support. He was guarded by CIA operatives, people that are from the United States, waiting for the time when they could oust the Shah. We promised the Shah that we would help him. We did not help him. When finally the rebellion was in Iran to the degree that we advised the Shah to come out and we would take care of him. When the Shah was en route to the United States, we said, you cannot come here. So he went to Mexico instead. So we betrayed the Shah. Therefore, we helped Khomeini get in power. And when Khomeini comes in, he, of course, is a hardline Muslim and incidentally tells people, he says, listen, I'm telling you that the Quran has over 100 passages that speak about death to the infidel. I don't know what you people are thinking that it's a peaceful religion, but yeah, that's how we put the Khomeini in power. Now we fast forward to the time of George W. Bush. After 9/11, one of the things he stood up and said was, well, Islam is a religion of peace. Well, we had just had 9/11. He betrays us again with the religion of peace, and we have fomented from our own ignorance of Islam all of this rebellion. And so we've installed in these universities, such as Columbia, such as George Washington University, people who are loving Islam and love communism, Marxism. And so they have taught the students that, and now we are seeing some of the fruits of those rebellions.
And so, and I want to get to that real fast too, but so like, the Shah was our friend, according to what you said. Why would America get rid of the friend and choose the enemy?
The same reason we got rid of our friend, Chiang Kai-shek, who was the freedom lover and freedom fighter in China. But we betrayed him as well, and he had to recoil and go down to Taiwan, Formosa at that time, and he retreated to Formosa. And our mainstream media kept telling us that Mao Tse-tung was an agrarian reformer. He's only an agrarian reformer, and he wants to bring freedom to the country of China. Our mainstream media, our foreign policy establishment in America, that is the State Department, continue to help to funnel assistance to Mao Tse-tung. He came in there and he murdered, as you know, the millions and millions of Chinese. The same thing we did in Cuba. We played it again. In Cuba, Fidel Castro was a communist agitator coming from South America. What did our mainstream media do? We said he was an agrarian reformer. We need to get rid of the Batista regime, and we need to get rid of the people in Cuba because they are hardline, and so they are not the freedom lovers. So we are supporting Fidel Castro. And so the misinformation that was put out in the mainstream media by the mainstream media in America, when Fidel Castro came to, he had a bloodbath. And we had, of course, the number of Cubans came to Florida. President Kennedy promised them assistance to go down to Cuba. And then we know what happened there. He told our Air Force, do not go, do not give them air support. They had already launched. They came onto the beaches and they were slaughtered, and we call it the Bay of Pigs. So our foreign policy establishment has sided with the bad guys every single time, and it ought to tell people what's going on in Ukraine.
But then why, though, are they doing it? In our country, we love freedom. Our government's supposed to be a freedom, right?
Let's say this, the people do, but our government leaders do not. They want totalitarian dictatorship.
Oh, so that's why they chose the evil people over the friend. They chose the enemy because they want to control, and because they want to control us.
The elite institutions in America, Jesse, have taught for many, many years that socialism is the style of government that we need to have, which is nothing but communism. Socialism.
Right.
And the United Nations was established supposedly to keep peace around the world, but it has done anything but keep peace. It is led by dictatorships around the world, and we, America, has funded the United Nations to the tune of billions of dollars, even paying the dues of other nations. We've set up the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, in order that we might be able to give money that bleed the American people dry and give the money of American people, the hard-paying taxpayers, to foreign nations who are communist dictators, and they don't pay back those loans at all, and so you're on the hook for it. So how has that happened? Because our leadership in America has for a long time been pro-communist, pro-world government, pro-socialist, and pro-Islamic.
Amazing. And so they have deliberately, it's not like they have deliberately infiltrated in these universities and put socialist teachers in the universities who have brainwashed the students to believe in socialism rather than capitalism or freedom. Is that right?
That's correct. You know, the number one country that has donated to these universities, Columbia, George Washington University, University of Texas, and other like universities, has been Qatar. Qatar is home of the Muslim Brotherhood. They have funneled money to these universities to the tune of $4.86 billion, that's million with a B, billion dollars over the last 10 years. They don't do that because they're philanthropists. They do that in order that they might sway the curriculum and the teaching that is done in the university, because Muslim Brotherhood, the hardline Muslims, they are the same thing as communists, as I mentioned earlier, with the religious edge, Muhammad being the dictator, dead dictator, but nevertheless, that's exactly what it is. And they have funneled almost $5 billion to our universities in order to teach and indoctrinate students over the last 10 years. Amen. And the indoctrination is working. We're seeing it at Columbia University right now as we speak.
Right now, according to reports, one of the demands of the protesters is that they want the schools to stop taking money from Israel, from the Jews. And that's one of their demands. So the people who are brainwashing and using the children to protest for them, that demand to stop accepting money from Israel is coming from the Muslim, whomever, is that coming from
right.
the leaders, because they want to give the schools to the money in order to the money to the schools in order to control.
Well, okay, Israel has given money to schools also, but
right.
only in the millions of dollars. And however, the strategic targeting of these major universities such as Columbia, which has always been exceedingly liberal, a socialistic, communist-leaning school anyway, has been taken over by Islamic money.
Right.
Almost $5 billion given to these schools by Muslim countries, including Qatar and Saudi Arabia. You know how many people are not Muslim in Saudi Arabia? Zero. 100% Muslim. Qatar, 100% Muslim.
Wow.
You don't get that because of freedom. You don't get that, just like in America, Republican and Democrats. If everybody was a Democrat, every single individual is a Democrat, you would know immediately, or you should know, that that would not spell freedom. That doesn't come from freedom.
Yeah. So should Israel, should the schools reject the money from Israel now?
Well, I don't know whether they should accept or reject the money from Israel, but I do know that we should have policies in place that we should not accept monies from these foreign countries at all, not just Israel, but also all foreign countries. Why would a foreign country have such an invested interest in our universities?
Yeah.
Why would a foreign country that are communist-oriented, Islamic-oriented, why would they have interest in our universities? Well, the reason is because they tilt the curriculum that way.
Yeah.
Why should they give money to our universities? Our university system is absolutely gone. It's an indoctrination system is all that it is. It's indoctrinating people. And you see that now. It's on television. And we've done it for so many years. I don't know that we can put the genie back in the bottle.
That's amazing. And as Christians in America, And these people are chanting death to America and death to Israel, right? So ask Christians in America, should we take the side of the Jews or the Muslims? Whose side should we be on, or nobody?
Well, I think we better be on America's side because we're losing our own country more quickly than we're going to lose Israel. We're losing our own country to a totalitarian dictatorship under the Joe Bidens and the Democrat Party. This is totalitarianism. When they can tell you how much water you can put in your toilet and what kind of car you can drive and how many miles you can go and all and the, how much electricity you can use, all of that kind of thing, that's totalitarian.
Yeah.
We're losing our own country. So I don't believe that. I think we better start focusing on protecting America. How about our borders? We have so much to protect on our own borders.
Yeah.
I don't know that we should have a support of Israel, directly to your question. I don't know that we should directly support Israel, directly support any country at all. Constitutionally speaking, there is not one line in the Constitution that gives authority to any of our state representatives or national representatives or our national congressmen or senators to take $1 of tax money and give it to Israel. $1 of tax money and give it to any Arabian country. But we have done that. We have funded with foreign aid all of these countries all over the world. We cannot do that at all. It's unconstitutional.
What should be done when you hear the chants of death to America?
I think they need to be arrested.
Yeah.
I mean, this is fomenting rebellion. It's no different, Jesse, than the communists were doing in the 1920s and 30s when they were actually seeking the downfall of America. When you seek the downfall of America, then I think that you ought to be arrested. I think you ought to be escorted out of the country. Okay, leave the country.
Right.
We're taking you out.
I agree.
Well, why keep them in here? Okay, death to America, then get out of the country. We'll take you. What country do you like to go to? Well, you can't choose one. We'll choose one for you. But people who hate America and who are actively opposing the constitutional framework that we have here ought not be allowed to stay in this country. Why would they be able to stay?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
What do you think about the fact that we have Ilhan Omar and that other Muslim woman, I can't think of her name right now, they're taking the side of Allahu Akbar people.
Right.
Rashida Tlaib, it's clear that they're on their side in America and they're involved in our government, which means that they know all the secrets and everything. How dangerous is that the people that hate us is involved in our government?
That's exactly right. We've had the same problem for so many years, however, and it has come about from the communist Marxist in our government, people who have many congressmen and congresswomen have assisted communistic efforts. And so we need to get a clear idea of what treason is. Treason is about destroying America and destroying our constitutional system. So if people, especially those in colleges and universities, if they side with those who are treasonous to America, why should they be allowed to stay in our country? Why should they be allowed to be here?
Right.
I do not understand why we do not have the backbone to say, you know, if you go down to, let's just say you go to Saudi Arabia and you say death to Saudi Arabia and we're going to be a pro-American, they're going to arrest you. They're not going to allow that to take place. They're not going to allow you to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Why? We need to get a little bit tougher on this one. Now, people may say that's not freedom. You know, freedom may be disagreeing on particular policies, but death to America is not a policy.
Right.
That's destruction of the country.
You can't be at my house saying death to you at your own house. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's my
point. Right.
Some people believe that between now and November that something bad is going to happen. Though I don't think you know what's going to happen. Do you think something bad going to happen between now and election?
I think at the election, things are going to get bad. I believe at the election time, things are going to get very, very sour in America. If this is going on right now, I want you to think for a moment, okay, let's just take it from my side, from the conservative side. If Joe Biden gets back in, people are going to know, as they should already, that the election has been stolen, and we have no free country if we don't have integrity of elections. So what are we going to do about it? I think we need to start seceding. I think the state of Texas and other states ought to secede. Say, you know what? We're not going to be in here if you're going to take steal the elections like that, because there's no reason to have a dictatorship. On the other side, think about, what if Trump gets in? What if Trump is reelected, which I think he may, but what the other side is already trying to kill him, put him away. They're trying to take away his Secret Service protection, and they're trying to put him away for life in jail. What's going to happen when he gets elected? They've already had the comedians out there the last time talking about beheading him, and Snoop Doggy Dogg trying to depict an assassination of the president. Why was that allowed? That's not free speech. That's actually fomenting rebellion.
Yeah.
And that is something we need to get rid of.
Well, I have to disavow the stolen part on my YouTube channel, so.
Huh?
I have to disavow the stolen election thing on my YouTube channel.
Okay.
You up to talking about stolen. What the?
Oh. Well, you know what? Well, if the elections don't have integrity, do we have a free country?
Okay, we don't need to talk about that no more.
Okay.
I noticed that in the
So we don't have freedom of speech. Okay, that's good. I'm glad to know we don't have freedom of speech.
We don't.
Yeah. Now I can say death to America.
No, you can't. You're white.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
You can't say it if you're white. You're going to jail.
Well, I'm sorry I threw up my opinions there.
No problem. But Bill, let me ask. I noticed that in the protest, they have different signs with writing on the posters there, the sign. And there appear to be some Jewish kids protesting with the Palestinian people. And they said, we are not the Zionist Jews. We are the other kind of Jews. What's the difference? Do you know the difference between a Zionist Jew? Because I don't know the difference between all these Jews. Do you know the difference between a Zionist Jew? What's the name of the other Jew, Sean? I would tell you. I wish I had a picture of the sign. They're saying we're not. They're anti-Zionist. What is a Zionist Jew compared to a normal Jew?
A Zionist are those who want the political state of Israel. They support the political state of Israel. A Zionist are those who push that agenda. So Jews, some of them say, we are not pushing the political state of Israel, but we want to be Jewish in our worship. We want to be Jewish in our religious orientation, and we want to follow the Talmud. But the other ones are Zionists, and they are pushing it's a political agenda. And here's the sad thing also, and this may be politically incorrect also, so you'll have to stop me if I say it wrong. But there are many churches who name the name of Christ and say they're Christian churches, but they're also Zionists. I mean, you know what? There are a lot of Baptist churches around here who they're Zionists also. They say we need to support Israel. You know what? I was just at a horse show this last week, and I was riding my horse around, and there are a lot of people there who are going to different Baptist churches, and they say, you know what? We better pray for the state of Israel. Because the reason they say that is because they think everything depends upon the state of Israel. That's Zionist viewpoint. I said, you know what? The Bible does not teach that. Israel is not God's state today. Israel has been rejected by God in the New Testament time, and there's a new nation, and it is a Christian nation, and that is not America, but it is everyone who names the name of Christ, and the church is the Israel of God, Galatians 6 and verse 16. Not the political state of Israel, but to support the political state of Israel, that's Zionism.
So Zionism means political Jew.
That's correct. Well, it's a political state. That's correct.
Okay, then in other ones are religious Jews.
As far as I can tell, that's exactly what they have in mind, that they're not supporting the political state of Israel.
And then the Zionist Jews more liberal, the other one more conservative?
Not necessarily across the spectrum, because as I mentioned, like there's a lot of Baptist preachers who
Hold on, Bill. Quick break. Treasure Chest is now open on DLive. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Lockwood is here. But first, let me make just a few announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. at the top of the hour, thehakereport.com, from 9 to 11 Pacific time. And then at 11, after the Hake Report, James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV, he is black. Mending Relationships. Amazing. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. And the American Anchor Baby, energy given to him by God, flying high. Not off drugs, not off fentanyl, but off natural energy from God. We are having a men's forum. We are having a men's forum this Thursday, every third Thursday for men only. And every first Thursday for men only, and the third Thursday for ladies only, Sunday morning for everybody and their mama at 7 p.m. So come on down, guys. All right? Make a donation at BOND, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-BOND. I'm going to get to your calls. I got just a couple more questions for Bill Lockwood, one of the smartest white men on this side of heaven. It's amazing. Bill, I like your hat, man. Nice hat.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I changed the straw here, I guess, a couple weeks ago. So, yeah.
Nice. It's very nice, man.
Felt the straw.
Amazing. So, Bill.
Yes, sir.
I got to give you a couple more questions that I want you to give out your information before we run here. Our government in America is more of a socialist government now rather than a capitalist government?
I believe so.
How did that happen to us? How did that happen?
You know what Franklin Roosevelt said? Nothing happens by accident.
Right.
So it happened because we broke down the walls of separation in the Constitution, the walls of separation between the executive branch and the legislative branch. We've also broke down the barrier that disallowed Congress from taking money from one person and putting it into the pocket of another person. Redistribution of wealth is really the definition of socialism.
Yeah.
But in our first 100 years of this country, our presidents, our Congress people stood strong and said, you may not take money from taxpayers and pour it into a particular state or pour it into a particular person or any particular group of people. That was actually breached in the FDR period. When FDR came up with his New Deal plan, do you know every single Supreme Court justice said these are completely unconstitutional in our system of government?
Amazing.
They're socialistic. They called them socialistic. But you know what? He got busy. And he threatened to pack the Supreme Court. Some Supreme Court justices died. He played hardball politics. He crammed the Supreme Court with people who are liberals who had very little judicial experience, such as we've seen also with Barack Obama, such as we've seen also with Joe Biden. And so consequently, after political pressure was put on them completely, then they began to say that the New Deal laws were indeed constitutional in a 5-4 vote. And so we turned things around with FDR, and then with then it got on steroids with Lyndon Johnson, and we've never been the same since.
Amazing. So why do the parents allow their children to be brainwashed like this? And why are they allowing them to protest in these rallies and stuff like that? Why don't they just say, no, come home and don't participate in all that? Why don't the parents take charge of the children?
You know, I'm reading a great book right now by Abigail Schreier. And it's called Bad Therapy. I don't know if you've heard of it or not.
No.
But she's a Jewish writer, but she talks about the lack of parenting and instead allowing not only the schools to do it, but psychotherapists to do it.
Yeah.
And people who are not standing in the gap, parents are not being parents. And instead, we're allowing the children to run amok. And so parents are not taking the control of the households when the children are at home, and let alone when the children are now going to college and being radicalized by these liberal left. And the same thing's going on in our public schools as well. They're more apt to be indoctrinated for the green agenda in our public high schools than they are to understand anything about the Constitution.
Yeah.
They're ready to go out and march right now and talk about global warming than they are to understand anything about what the constitutional framers had in mind.
Amazing. Have the Americans forgotten that the Allahu Akbar people see us as infidels and that we're worthy of death in their eyes, and that whatever it takes to deceive us, they can do it in order to destroy the infidels? Have Americans forgotten that?
You know, I think Americans never learned it. They didn't care to learn it.
Oh.
And people have been warning about it. But, you know, that's an interesting question, because you think about the shrill women such as AOC or Ilhan Omar who are siding with the extermination of Israel crowd.
Yes.
You think about them out there. You know what? Put them in Saudi Arabia. They're not going to be a representative. They're not going to go to Congress. They're going to walk behind their husband. They're going to wear a veil. They're not going to be talking to any man. If they talk to a man, then Ilhan Omar is going to be taken by the Muslim Mutawa, the police, and they're going to beat her right there in public square.
Yeah.
They are just taking advantage of American freedom in order to push this communistic style agenda.
That's amazing. Bill, I wish we had more time, but what's the solution to all of this?
Well, the solution is that we better turn to God and recognize that our freedoms come from God, and the Constitution was framed in order to protect what God gave us. And in order to go back to a constitutional system, I think, in my view, number one, the states need to start nullifying the laws that come out of Washington, D.C. Texas ought to say, that is not going to pass here. Thomas Jefferson, James Madison were for nullification, saying, no, we are not going to do that. We're not going to admit, I don't care what the court says, we're not going to admit illegals across the border. We're going to protect our own border. And if any federal agents come in here to overturn this, we're kicking them out of the state. We're nullifying those laws. If that is not going to be sufficient, then states need to secede and say, you know what, we're going alone. We're not going to take New York with us, because here's what's going to happen. When Donald Trump is elected, and I believe he will be actually this fall, you know, California already was talking about seceding last time.
Yeah.
And so was New York. They're going to do the same thing. So at least they're talking about it. So that's what I think our plan of action ought to be. The states need to stand up and nullify laws, number one. And we need to do it at a local level. We need to put pressure on Austin, Texas, from a local level here, and whatever state you're in, put pressure on the state legislature to nullify the federal laws that are unconstitutional. We can read the Constitution, too. We can see what's constitutional, what's not.
Well,
so that's what we need to do.
One thing for sure, young people don't know about the Constitution. They're not familiar. They don't even know what it is. It's mind-blowing to see that. Bill, tell the folks how to get to your Poor Patriots Patriotic Pulpit broadcast and how to donate and help you out. Because I know you got a lot of work to do. Whatever information you want to put out there, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse.
Yes.
Well, the website is Patriotic Pulpit. Actually, it's a podcast. PatrioticPulpit.com. PatrioticPulpit.com. You can find it on Amazon Music app. You can find it also on Spotify app as well. And also on YouTube, Patriotic Pulpit. I do have a website. It's American Liberty with Bill Lockwood. And it has a donate button on there. If people wanted to go to that, AmericanLibertyWithBillLockwood.com. And there's a donate button to donate. And some of the listeners do donate small amounts. Everything helps.
Yeah.
I'm no longer on the radio because they were costing so much money on the radio. But also, I have Bible studies with Bill Lockwood. You can read, follow material that I have there in the pulpit, in the Bible classes, in the Iowa Park Church of Christ.
Amazing. Bill Lockwood, thank you, man. I really, really love it. Appreciate you. Keep it up. You need to run for office. And maybe start out there in Texas, and one thing will lead to another. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to have some hard convincing on that one.
What the Lord told me to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait a minute. I got a message from the Lord. He says, no, Jesse, you're mistaken.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you, man. And we'll see you next time. And I really, really, we're going to have to set aside maybe an hour for you instead of half hour. Thank you, Bill.
All right. Appreciate you. Love you, Jesse.
All right. You too, buddy. Take care. Right. Bill Lockwood, folks. Amazing. I can go on and on and on. I'm telling you. He has some of the information you're just not going to hear every day. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Brian out of Texas. Let's see here. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing?
All is well, sir.
Good, good. I had a couple of quick questions for you. One, to kind of piggyback off your guest there, since you guys were talking about Israel so much. I just wanted to know, I haven't been able to really listen to you a lot lately, so I wanted to get your opinion on the whole conflict between Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro over at the Daily Wire, because I know that you and Ben are friends. I don't know. I've never really heard you talk much about Candace, but, you know, she got fired because she was trying to kind of try to present two sides of the story, you know, between the Arabs and the Jews, you know, trying to.
Well, I don't know a lot about that at all, so I haven't commented on it. It seems like something personal between the two of them, whatever that is. So I don't know. So I haven't commented on it. I'm not concerned about that at all.
Okay. Well, I'll just say this, and then
I don't want to hear it because I'm not concerned about it. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that to them. I haven't watched them. Whatever, I haven't even watched any of whatever going on with them. I only heard what people say, and I tend not to take people's word at anything anymore. So I'm not concerned about that.
Okay. All right. I just thought that maybe you might have an opinion on it.
I don't mind you asking, but I don't have an opinion, no.
Gotcha. Second thing I wanted to ask you really quickly was, I'll be real honest with you. From the time, I always thought that you were, and my attitude has changed on this, a little bit too harsh on, you know, like having a lot of minorities and women in government roles. But then I realized something. I work from home a lot of times, and so I watch C-SPAN and these hearings where Biden has appointed, you know, like these people to judicial roles.
Yeah.
Positions in the government. And you know what I found out, Jesse? You talked about this with Ray Comfort when he was on The Fallen State. You were asking him, like, is the white male under attack? And he kind of avoided the question. They are, because all of the nominees are either, they're overwhelmingly women,
yep,
overwhelmingly black, overwhelmingly Asian, and if they're men, they're gay men, like they're beta males, you know?
Yep.
There's no real white, strong men on there, because if you want what I think Obama is still running the country through that doofus Biden, because, I mean, Biden doesn't know where he's at most of the time. He wakes up not knowing where he's at. But, you know, I think that Obama is doing through Biden all the things that he wished he could have done in the first term. And I'm telling you, these people, they're evil. They are a
Satan. Yeah. The one thing I do want to say, Don, and I'm sorry to cut in because I'm looking at the clock and I got to get some super chats and all that. I of all the things that I've ever seen happen to America, and I happen to be growing up at a time when America was great, when the white men and black men were not afraid to speak up. They knew it was a spiritual battle, so you didn't have all this fake racism stuff happen. But I never thought that in America, the country that was founded and created by white people, I never thought that white people would give up on their own country in fear. And I know that you have to be blind, crippled, and crazy not to see that there is an outright attack upon white people, and especially white men. And I'm just stunned that white men won't speak up about it. They're just letting it happen. And they're putting all these women in place where men should be, because women are not created to lead. But only hell is going to come. It's only going to get worse. I never thought that I would see white people give up their own country so easily.
Well, I'll tell you something real quick. I'm 38. And I'm not married, so I'm dating. You know, not at the same time. But the one thing I found out with these women who are about my age is the fact they do not want to give up what they think is their power. And I've just told them, I tell them at the up front, I say, listen, I have a biblical view of what marriage should look like, which is that the man should be the head of the household. And I've even had some women who call themselves Christians, they're obviously not, who say, well, I'm an alpha female. I'm like, well, here's the thing. That's not, it's not going to work that way. You know, if you want to be, and here's the thing, that's why single women vote for Obama and vote Democrat, because they're miserable. And,
well,
it's
not up to the woman. It's not, if the men were to return to the father, the power is naturally in the man. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman.
Woman over the children.
Right. And if the men were to return to their natural state of being, the woman would have no other choice but to follow the man. She would have, it wouldn't even be a war or anything. She would not, because the women are weak. They don't have real power at all, zero power, right? And so they would have no other choice, whether it's with the husband or the male boss or the landlord or what. Women would have no other choice but to follow. You don't need them to say, oh, okay, I'll follow the man. You don't need that at all. You just need to overcome the mother and return to the father. And the greater is the power in us than it is in them.
Well, I just tell them just to remember this one thing. I'll tell you this, and thanks for taking my call, is I'll tell them, I said, listen, when you try to usurp the headship of the man, whether it's in the family, in society, in church, you're usurping the headship of God, because God created the man, and out of the man came the woman. And the woman is supposed to be complementary to the man. She is supposed to enhance the man.
But the women don't care to hear that. Sages are God. They don't care about what God thinks about anything. So that's just a waste of talk with them.
Yeah. And for the people in the chats calling me a beta male, they don't know what they're talking about. I'm an alpha male all the way. 100%.
There you go. That's right. Donald, call me again, man. Amazing conversation. I mean, Brian, call me again, all right?
Sure will. Take care.
All right. Amazing. I'm trying to get hate, but sorry. I'm running out of time, and I'm trying to get hate to come in. Oh, he is? Okay. When you get him to come on, I want to get some super chats in. Let me go to Donald out of New York. Donald, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
No.
Well, if you said no, I don't know.
Go ahead, Donald.
My first question, or the PTSD thing, I think the whole term of, and me personally, I don't agree with the term depression or addiction. Like, I don't know, but you can agree that some people went through like some really dark memories or whatever, right?
Yeah, I do agree and believe that when they went over there to fight wars, when they go to fight war, they see some horrific things happening. They see evil happening, right? But my point is that they had already been traumatized by their mothers before they went to war. And so because they never forgave and overcame the trauma of that, when they went to war, they would just continue to overreact to other situations. But the trauma happened before they went to war. And since they have gone and instead of covering it up by calling PTDS, just forgive their mothers and they can overcome it. It's a spiritual thing.
Well, that's the thing, like, how it can stay with you, and especially for those that don't believe in God, like.
But it won't stay with you if you.
I wouldn't call it PTSD, but right. Just.
But it won't stay with you if you forgive, because it's spirit, it's evil. It will have to leave your mind and your body if you forgive. If you admit, I'm wrong for being angry, and go and forgive, it cannot stay. They're lying to you when they say you can't overcome so-called PTSD. There's nothing you cannot overcome if you wanted to.
They love putting terms on everything.
Yes, to keep you in hell so they can control you. That's why they do it. Donna, yes.
Yeah.
Call me again. I just said I'm out of time. Call me again, all right? I know you had something about Christy Noor and all that. Call me again.
All right,
buddy. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse and the Bond family. Do you guys ever heard of the song Black Velvet by Alana Miles? Great classic song for you to sing, Jesse.
Thank you. It almost sounds like I'm familiar with it, but it won't come clear yet. But I think I know what you're talking about. Thank you.
Sterling Sapien bought a coffee. I don't think Russell Brand becoming Catholic is genuine. He's just playing the role his handlers want him to in leading people astray. We'll see what happens. Godspeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, monthly supporter on Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble.
Thank you very much.
Jesse trades in memes. Maestro of motto. Like Blumphy in many ways. I saw that long ago.
What?
Don't ask. I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I don't even know.
I have no idea what all that means, but I do thank you.
Nice. Canadian David says, Jesse's the funniest comedian I know, simultaneously the most honest one, too. Mazin.
Me black. Thank you.
Cactus Eater Bear donated a diamond and dual citizenship in politics. America first.
Thank you. Is there something wrong with dual citizenship, meaning that a foreigner is a member of his own country or her own country?
Right.
And then they come and they become a member of America. Is that a bad thing?
They say so because they have dual loyalty, Israel. They're talking about Israel citizens. There's a whole lot of Israel and American citizens.
But can't you love daddy and mama?
You have to pick one.
So is that a bad thing, though?
They say it is.
Why?
Because they want people to be like America first.
But can't you still love America and love home?
No.
I love California and Alabama.
No servant can serve two masters.
Well, I'm serving Alabama. And I'm still in California.
Nice.
You don't take away my Alabama. That's the beginning of a sweet potato pies. Thank you.
Henry Ford lives with a couple of diamonds. Lockwood makes Zionists shake in their small hats. I disavow.
Me too. I don't know what that means, but I disavow.
Bill Lockwood is thy.
I don't know what that means, but I disavow. Thank you, though.
Bill Lockwood is thy Juden's kryptonite. Bless him, says Henry Ford Lives.
Thank you.
Salty MAGA Matt says, look at me.
Stop hating, folks. It's all that. This is hate. If you don't love all, you love none. The devil got your mind. But anyway, God loved the Jews too. God loved the prostitute. He loved everyone. He made it possible that all those who want to return to the Father can. Why are you judging? What the? But anyway.
Salty MAGA Matt says, look at me. We are the Israel now. Hashtag Team Christ.
Amazing. Thank you.
Urinal Chill's monthly supporter on Rumble. Oh, Lord, Drew Barrymore told Cacklin Kamala, America needs you to be Mamala.
I
she
know.
Is already evil mama.
I have that song back coming up. What a mess.
Shout out to the top contributors, Evgeny Crosby, Maverick Angel, Bubs Love, Cactus Eater Bear, Aries One, and the rest of the D-Live crew. Shout out to you. And thanks, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
What's Bubs Love?
Bubs Love is Bubs Love. You know Bubs Love.
Our Bubs Love?
Yeah.
What's up, hey, Bubs Love?
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Wow. I don't know where this time went, but let me just say to the...
Amazing.
I got to say to all of you human beings out there, anyone that has anger toward... Anyone that has anger is evil. You are evil. You're not of God. You have no right to judge a fellow man at all. And if you understood the evil that's driving you, you will understand the evil that's driving all people, no matter where they... Jew, Gentile, Allah, Abba, drag queen, whatever. If you don't love all, you love none. And you're evil and should not be trusted. I'm just saying, do what you want. But Christ came that you might be free of the devil. And the only way out is love. He loves us, God does, and we got to love back. Not with our love, but the love through us. The Hank Report is coming up now. After that, Joel Friday TV. And after that, the American Anchor, baby. Get on that straight and narrow and stay there. And let all the haters live in their hell. You can't do anything about it. So don't worry about it. Wish them well. All right? Amazing show today. Thank you for your support. I am out of time. I'm sure the callers, I'm just out of time. I'm just so out of time. I am so out of... Get a job! Support, get a job. Go to his store.
Teespring.com/stores/get a job.
Get a job is amazing. Hey, get a job. Bye, y'all. Bye. Drop the anger. Bye. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.
Thank you, JLP, for an excellent